friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
216-474-0092. We were talking a little bit about the Guardians. I know some folks wanted to chime in about, you know, the hope that you maybe still have a little bit of hope about what's going on with this team. Cap is in Strongsville. Hey, Cap.
Hey, guys. Great sports talk. It's good to hear some baseball. Just a couple takes.
Sure.
I think the front office, I think, really held back Manzardo with his development, because last year, at the end of the season, he should have been sent to Arizona playing first base for the next 6 months until the season opened. I think that's the only thing that has held him back from being a bona fide starter, just his lack of playing time at that position, because I think that's where he's got to end up.
Yep, the bat's there.
I think Bazana's got to be playing the outfield the same way, because I don't think he's going to be any better than Rocchio. I think Rocchio is the best second baseman we've had, if you eliminate Jimenez, because he really wasn't here that long, since Sandy Alomar at second base. So I think Zana's got to be playing somewhere in the outfield where we need help. That's what I think they're going to do.
Okay. Thanks, Cap. Appreciate it. Cap checking in from Strongsville.
There's been some thought that Bazana might be able to play outfield.
They think everyone can play outfield. What's the difference?
Well, Andy, that's not far from the truth, is it?
Can you catch a fly ball? It's easier than taking a ground ball in the infield. All right.
You know what, Andy? If Travis Bazana can go to center field.
If he owns a cup, maybe he could be a catcher.
If Travis Bazana can go to center field and be competent defensively, why not? Why not? You know, the one thing I wonder about, does he have enough speed to play center field? I don't know the answer to that. I wonder, but
it's also his arm too.
Yeah, I know.
True.
Yeah, there's a reason guys are at second base sometimes.
That makes sense. Although number one overall pick should have an arm, don't you think?
Well, not if you didn't draft him to be a center fielder.
Do you want me to go full blown Les Levine on you there?
Sure.
You'd hope they have two.
Oh, go ahead. You can do it. Thank you.
Listen, you could have, this is not the wheel of regret.
Let's take two more.
You could have had Nick Kurtz, who's already been impactful at the major league level.
Yep.
Could have had Jack Caglione, who looks like he's going to be a hitter for the Kansas City Royals in town.
Yeah, we'll see.
First base. I mean, there are some guys in that draft who are some pitchers as well. And you drafted Bazana number one. You better know what you have. You better not have screwed up because you lucked into that pick. And I don't care where he plays. He needs to have a really good 5 to 7 year run here with the Guardians as a starter, impactful starter at some position, whether it be second, whether it be left, whether it be center. You know, that's when I truly wonder about Stephen Kwan and his future here. Maybe I shouldn't. I like Stephen. I think he's a good ball player. I also know he doesn't have a bat that, you know, is going to knock down the fences. And when you play a corner outfield spot, that's usually what you want. They seem really reluctant to move him to center field. Maybe it's because they don't like his arm in center field. Maybe it's because they don't like his legs in center field. They don't think that, you know, his legs will stay healthy if he's playing center field. But to me, Steven screams center field, because you usually want a more powerful, impactful bat in a corner spot.
I'll buy it. Jeff, just to put a reference point on our next caller, he's just an hour and 45 minutes away from Beaumont. He is in the Woodlands, Texas.
Oh, it's right outside of Houston.
Hi, Joe. North of Houston.
Nice neighborhood, Joe.
Thank you. Hey, I just wanted to reiterate what you guys were saying about the substitution. I don't agree with it at all. We had the opportunity with two great contact hitters. Didn't hit with power, but they always moved the runners, got on base, played whatever position that the manager wanted, and we lost Ernie Clement and Tyler Freeman. And both of those guys are flourishing at everyday positions, batting about 280 with 30 to about 50 RBIs this year.
I'm not going to lose a whole lot of sleep over Tyler or Ernie. And they've, and Joe, you're right. They've both done a nice job. I would have traded Tyler Freeman for a chance to bring Nolan Jones back and see what you have. I would have done that because they have a ton of middle infielders. And right now, Tyler, he's got two home runs and he's hitting 281. Would that be an improvement here? Yeah, maybe. Except where would you play him here, Joe, right now? Center?
Well, he was playing outfield before they left. He moved from second base shortstop going through the minor leagues.
Yes,
he
did.
And they put him in outfield.
And he did a nice job last year. And he did a nice job.
And then you let him go for a possible power hitter that, again, still hasn't done that. And he's strictly a lefty. He's being platooned by as a left-handed hitter versus Tyler Freeland, put the ball in play.
I know, but we have a lot of guys who can put the ball in play. I got to be honest. I'm not going to lose any sleep that they gave up Tyler Freeman to bring in Nolan Jones to take a chance at it. Mm. I'm just not. I think they've got a lot of guys like Tyler Freeman. One of them's named Darius. One of them's named Schneeman. One of them's named Rocchio. You got a lot of those guys.
Yeah. Thank you for the phone call,
Sam. You don't have a lot of guys who are 6'6 with potential. Nolan Jones hasn't reached that potential.
Hey, Sam. Sam in Cleveland.
I'll make it quick. Andy, I feel like you're making excuses by them not having a set roster. I mean, it's becoming...
I'm not making any. I'm just like, it doesn't... I just said that, and I'm not making an excuse. My point was, do you think the front office thinks this is the way to win? I'm not. I hate it. Well, I'd rather have nine guys play every day, same thing, and then put somebody in when you need a break. I'm down with that.
I mean, basically the front office is telling you they don't care about breaking the 76 years and counting's drink. Think about it. Think how close they are by getting a wild card spot, and they are on the brink of having the lowest team batting average in franchise history. They're two out in the loss column for a wild card spot, mm-hmm. and they didn't add one person. Not one. Not a relief arm. Just nothing. And I get it that Ortiz and Class A might have potentially really screwed a lot of things up, but I mean, being so close to get in, because it just seems like a lot of the talking points are just get in. And they didn't do anything to help to get in. And I think that a lot of the fans just sit there and say, yeah, even if they get in, they're not going to do anything because they don't care.
Sam, I understand what you're saying. I see that. I understand that. I think that goes through everybody's mind. But, the players who are still there, it's not like I don't want them to get in. I want them to get in. And for the fans, I want them to have the opportunity to watch a playoff game here and say, hey, we made it to the postseason.
Hey, friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show. Your way and on your time.
When the trade deadline came, my stance was, and I haven't changed from that, I didn't think this team, the way it's built right now, was worth the investment of giving up future prospects that you might have really thought have a high ceiling just for a guy to come in and fill a hole. I didn't think you were going to get the type of talent that you would really need to bring back to make a huge difference on this team.
Mm-hmm.
And if you got in and you got knocked out in the first round and you gave up a guy, Junior Caminero, even though you wouldn't have given him up, he went in the draft years ago to Tampa. But look at what a stud that guy is. I wouldn't want to give up a prospect to invest in this team because I don't think this team is ready to win big. But I do think it's knocking on the door. I think it needs 2 to 4 position players, Andy, who you just put in the lineup every day and you go about your business. And they don't have that. I mean, they don't have that. They have it at third base. They have it at left field. And I think you have it at DH in Manzardo. Other than that, there's nobody who I think, oh, he's not in the lineup today? Nobody.
No, it's weird because I used to feel that way about Santana, just thinking, here's a professional hitter. And well, then they let Santana go. And then, but now I understand why you
Carlos was. Carlos did okay this year.
Yeah.
But he did, clearly wasn't the same player he's been in the past.
True.
Can't expect him to be.
No. Doug is in Chardon. Hey, Doug.
Doug.
Yeah, real quick here. I know, Nolan Jones, by the way, Nolan Jones, just 2 years ago, was ranked the 96th best baseball player by MLB. But in the major leagues, which is really kind of hard to believe because he's had a hard year. And imagine the Indians or the Tribes, excuse me, the Guardians, paying him if he goes to arbitration. But what I really called to say was, this is Tom Hamilton. Tom Hamilton has some really good insights every once in a while. And last night...
No, he has good insights almost every game. I mean, just listen.
Yes, he
always
does.
Yeah.
Yes, he does. But last night he said that the Guardians had played outstanding ball despite, and he called it like this, the betrayal of Ortiz and Clase. He called it a betrayal. And just because of the way he said it, I thought to myself, boy, you're never going to see these two guys ever again in a Guardians uniform.
Doug, thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah, I don't think there's a lot of people that would argue that point. I mean, it is interesting that they've been able to battle through this. They've been able to battle through, you know, losing two guys like that in, like, you know, the worst thing you can do in baseball. Is what they're accused of. And their paid leave is extended. I mean, I think we all want to give someone a chance, but man, it's
let me correct myself.
Brutal to do that to your own team. If they did do it, I'm just trying to be fair.
Guardians didn't lose Caminero in the draft. They traded him away for a pitcher who didn't work here, but has gone on to do other things, Tobias Harris. But, and he was a really young kid. You know, you weren't thinking that the guy was going to become what he's become, but you can't, if you're this organization and you're not developing position players, you can't miss on guys like that.
What do you got? A little bit of news before we head to break. Multiple reports. The 49ers are waiving kicker Jake Moody. Jake Moody has been waived by the San Francisco 49ers, according to multiple reports.
You're not going to play it?
You're not going to play it, Dan?
You're not going to play it? I know we're setting you up for...
Nice job, you kicker! Nice job!
That's not
what either one of us thought the same thing. Maybe we'll play it when we come back. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
That's funny.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.